Chart, Daytona Educational and Industrial Training School for Negro Girls. Day pupils, boarding pupils. Entrance fee, day pupils $2, boarding pupils $2. Tuition per month, under age 12, day pupils $1.50, boarding pupils $10. Above age 12, day pupils $1.50, boarding pupils $9. Vocal music lessons, day pupils, free, boarding pupils, free. Instrumental music lessons, per month, day pupils $3, boarding pupils $2. Caption, these were the student costs for 1910 to 1911. Mary's school was growing, but there was never enough money to run it. Students paid tuition, but it was not enough to pay for school expenses. The school depended on donations or gifts. Community members helped when they could. They fixed the roof. They gave dishes. But Mary needed big money for her big dreams. Many wealthy white people had homes in Daytona Beach. Mary convinced them to donate money to her school. James N. Gamble was a founder of a large company called Procter & Gamble. When Mary asked him to be on the school board, he looked at her few students. He looked at the boxes and crates they used as tables and benches. He did not think much of her school. But Mary told him her plans for the school. Mr. Gamble believed in Mary McLeod Bethune and her dream. For the next 20 years, he was chairman of the school's trustee board. Mary McLeod Bethune needed people like James N. Gamble. They donated money and supplies to the school. But the school's expenses kept growing, so Mary had to ask other people for money. She wrote letters to local newspapers and to the New York Times, telling about her school and its need for money. Caption: as her school experienced moderate success, Mary McLeod Bethune focused more on academic skills and less on homemaking skills.